Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome to the February 23rd Planning Council meeting. This meeting will call to order. Nancy, please call the roll.
Yes, sir. Bishop Ryan Barclay. Commissioner Richard Blackner.
Here.
Commissioner Felicia Brunson. Commissioner Angelo Castillo.
Here.
Mr. Neil DeJesus. Mr. Thomas H. DiGiorgio Jr.
Here.
Mr. Charles F. Fink.
Here.
Commissioner Bill Gantz. Commissioner Michelle J. Gomez.
Good morning.
School Board Member Patricia Good.
Here.
Ms. Mary D. Graham.
Here.
Mr. Richard Grosso. Mr. Robert McColgan.
Here.
Mr. Bernard Parnett.
Here.
Mayor Michael J. Ryan. Commissioner Michael Udine.
Here.
Commissioner Beverly Williams.
Here.
Mayor Daniel J. Sturmer, Chair.
Good morning from Lexington.
Let the record show that Mr. Grosso just walked in.
And Mayor Sturmer.
Is on the phone.
Mayor Sturmer's on the phone.
Excellent. Mr. Blackner, will you please lead us in the pledge?
Yes, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I think we have an oath of office. Mr. Blackwelder, I'll meet you downstairs. Mr. Blackwelder, behind me and in front of you is the, what I will be reciting to you. Please raise your right hand. I do solemnly swear that I will support, protect, and defend the Constitution and government of the United States and of the state of Florida.
I do solemnly swear that I will support, protect, and defend the Constitution and government of the United States and of the state of Florida.
That I am duly qualified to hold office under the Constitution of the state and the charter of Broward County.
That I am duly qualified to hold office under the Constitution of the state and the charter of Broward County.
And that I will well and faithfully perform the duties of a member of the Broward County Planning Council.
And that I will well and faithfully perform the duties of a member of the Broward County Planning Council, on which I am now about to enter, so help me God. Help me out.
Well done. Picture time?
Yep, we do. Photo, good photo, please.
We need all the chairs.
I get your selfie stick. I can't really do a picture or something. It doesn't seem official.
Not far away.
People doubt me.
Stick out.
Will you need your patty?
You go right here.
We'll do that one first.
I guess the height challenge in the front.
Yes, you do.
You had some from this picture, for sure.
Oh, we can actually spread.
Wow.
Right.
First time.
We're all on a diet.
I'm on a C3.
C3.
That's it.
Whoops.
Wow, this is official. Oh, this is really loud. There you go.
I'm waiting, sorry. Might as well get ready.
All set? Thank you.
Yeah.
One more. One more.
Okay, one more. It's not official yet.
As per the request of commission, it's not official.
I
she's a ninja with that.
Yeah, she's...
Oh, my goodness. Have selfie stick with her.
Okay, excellent. Welcome aboard, Mr. Blackwater. Next item is the consent agenda. Entertain a motion.
Motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
We have a motion second by Mr. Parnas. Is there anything to add to the consent agenda?
I just want to make sure we recognize that Mayor Ryan asked for a last-minute excused absence yesterday afternoon, and then also Mayor Sturmer's on the phone in case anyone wasn't aware of that.
Excellent. Thank you very much. All those in favor of accepting the consent agenda, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
It's unanimous. Thank you.
No council's report today, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Andy. Barbara?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a report. I know. Thank you. The item that's in your backup materials is a copy of the recommendations that were made to the Charter Review Committee, the Charter Review Commission Infrastructure Subcommittee at this month's meeting. They asked the Planning Council to come back along with several other boards to go over the potential changes to the county charter. This will be to Article 8. So those are outlined in your backup material. During the discussion with the subcommittee, they did ask, if there were one or two items that we would pick out of all the recommendations, what were the most important? And at that point, not having talked to you all, the recommendation that I made was that the elimination of the requirement for two public hearings before the Planning Council, to rephrase that as a minimum of one public hearing required for land use plan amendments. That was the most important change that we had identified through previous discussions. And then in addition, if they want to have a consideration of a designee for the county commission for platting authority. So those kind of came up as the two most important. Mr. McColgan was at the meeting with me, and I think we were, I think I was at the table for about 45 or 55 minutes to go through each of the pieces of the charter. But I will continue to update you on any of the recommendations that the full commission are going to be taken to the full charter review commission.
Excellent.
Thank you. The second item, you all received an email from me yesterday. We've set up a Broward Next orientation for new members. And this is important because the second public hearing for Broward Next, the updated Broward County Land Use Plan, will be before your council at next month's meeting. So we've set up orientation for March 8th. Consulting with Mayor Sturmer, we've also extended the invitations to the municipal planning staffs in case there's any new staff members that also want to be caught up on Broward Next and what's going on with that, and also to the new county commission members, to their staffers, in preparation for an April adoption at the county commission. So it's a very exciting time. We're looking forward to the workshop, to be able to continue this institutional information. I do want to note that we received notification from Commissioner LaMarca's office that Commissioner Long is no longer serving on the Planning Council, so he was serving as the Vice Chair. Your rules of procedure state that Mr. DiGiorgio moves up from Secretary to Vice Chair, and that would put you in a position with a vacancy for the Secretary. You can hold that election either this month or next month. I just want to note that.
If it pleases the Board, I'd prefer if we hold the election next month when Mayor Sturmer's back, if that's okay.
Agreed.
Okay. A couple other housekeeping items. The Planning Council staff is working with the Office of Public Communications to develop a new logo. I think it's long overdue. We've had our logo and letterhead for over 20 years, so we're working with them, and we will bring forward to the Council three options for you to vote on and make a decision either at the March meeting or the April meeting. We're also working on updating the website to include staff headshots. steps. I talked to Mayor Stermer about this over the past couple of weeks. The final item is, as you all know, and you were all very supportive of our fundraiser and food drive for the Pantry of Broward, Mr. DiGiorgio won the halftime football pool.
Whoa.
He donated his $100 back to the pantry.
Aww.
So we were able to make a donation of $700 in partnership with the property appraiser's office. We dropped off about 500 or 600 pounds of food yesterday in the $700 donation, and they were
fantastic.
Thrilled. So thank you all for your support. The final item is I have no one except for questions only signed in to speak on items 2 and 3. So only representatives of the agents or applicants are signed in to speak. No members of the public.
On 1, 2, and 3?
On 1, yeah, yes. No,
thank
no
you.
One signed in to speak on 1, 2, or 3.
Mr. Chair? Mr. Castillo. Commissioner Castillo.
I would move items 1, 2, and 3 with the proviso that on item 3, by the second hearing, there is compliance with the affordable housing requirement.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Further discussion? Mr. Grosso.
What would that mean for item 3 in terms of subject to compliance? Why would we deny it and they have to show compliance before we approve it?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
The practice here has been to allow the applicant an opportunity to comply at the second hearing. If they don't comply by the second hearing, I think that would be in order. Certainly we could deny it now, but that would take from them the ability to comply by the second hearing, and then they'd have to start all over.
That's the second hearing that comes before us before we go to the...
Yes, sir.
That's correct.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Ms. Graham.
Thank you, Chair. Because Mr. Grosso lives in Plantation, do you?
I do.
Right. Again, if it's something, I always defer to the commissioner whose district the work may be in or the application, but again...
I appreciate that gesture. I think we are a countywide body, and I don't necessarily think that it's necessary or appropriate for us to defer to the representative of the city. And I don't represent my city. I just happen to live there, so I appreciate that, but... I accept the commissioner's explanation, and you know, my sense is I'm going to support staff on this. I think that we lament the affordable housing issue all the time. We tend to not really take any action waiting for the silver bullet, but there isn't one. And I think that on a case-by-case, project-by-project basis is the only way we can make some dents in it. So I certainly would never vote to approve this finally until we're in full compliance with our affordable housing goals. Thank you.
Agreed. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Russo. Thank you, Ms. Graham. Further discussion? Does everyone understand the motion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Any other business? Anybody leave their car running in the parking lot so we can get out of here quickly?
Mr. DiGiorgio, I just want to comment how much more efficiently this committee is running under your leadership, and I just want to thank you.
Well, I know
Mayor Stermer's on the phone, and he's very jealous.
The ascension to the top has been quick.
just before the board concludes the meeting, I just want to mention the March meeting will definitely be a longer meeting. We're going to have the Broward Next, the second public hearing for that. We have several second public hearing items. We have several first public hearing items. So don't anticipate this type of meeting for next month.
I'm glad it was today.
Our meeting date is
March 23rd.
March 23rd.
Thank you.
At 10 a.m. And the March 8th workshop, if you're able to make it, but that's really focused on the newer members if you weren't here for the first public hearing, but all are welcome.
What is the workshop meeting?
Room 302 of the Governmental Center, so right downstairs.
Anything else for the good of the order? Take that as a motion to adjourn.
So moved.